Hi, Patrick Mulvey here with some strategy execution insights and best practices to help you and your organization do what it says it wants to do. Today's podcast topic asks, why is it so difficult to hold ourselves accountable and what to do about it? So let's get started. What is accountability, really? Accountability contains two components, awareness and ownership. It's the ability to know and explain the status of completing the assignment you've been given and owning the delivery of results. If people look to you to know the answer on the status of something, then you are asked to account for its progress. People check with you regularly to hold you accountable for knowing. However, if you did not help to define the goal, you're not likely to take ownership of the results expected. While responsibility can be delegated or given, accountability is taken. Because Webster conflates responsibility and accountability, you often hear people mistakenly express the idea of taking responsibility. You actually take accountability. In football, when a handoff occurs, a quarterback can give responsibility for moving the ball forward to a running back. But if the running back does not take accountability for that objective, the ball gets dropped. When the running back accepts ownership of the objective, he's willing to be accountable for the end result. But even when we are willing to own the outcome, it's still difficult to solely hold ourselves accountable. The reason for this is that you own many objectives, often too many, and their priorities and importance to the organization are constantly changing. Thus, your boss needs to be involved. To make accountability easier and fair, you need a tool in the form of a performance agreement, which documents your goals and what you will deliver and when, along with their priorities. When you review your progress, your boss will, quote, hold you accountable by reminding you of what you agreed to own. You will account for the progress made and respectfully hold the boss accountable for the changing priorities. Clients tell me when they install performance agreements, goals become clear, outcomes are owned, changing priorities are understood, and the subject of accountability becomes far easier for everyone. Furthermore, their people are able to consistently take accountability and develop a solid track record for delivering results that will be the foundation of successful careers. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. And thanks for tuning in.